Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
I'm not happy right now. You're being very disrespectful about my parents. Both of them.
I say fair play to them. They're on a sexy weekend away.
No, they're not. My parents, who I love very dearly, they're called Mum and Dad. They're over in India at the moment, having a great time.
How long
they're
have
both
they been
retired.
There?
They've been there for a week. I think they'll be there for two. And Graham goes, I bet you they haven't left the hotel room. You can't be saying that about someone's parents.
No, sorry, because
that's
there's a lot of infectious diseases in India, and you could get bitten by a mosquito, you could get the dengue fever.
You were winking
malaria.
At me when you said that. Why were you winking?
I was not saying that.
They
could have just gone to the Jackson Court Hotel.
I said,
going to India is a very long way to get a bit of privacy from the sons.
My mum says, you'd absolutely love it here, Nath. The Indian people have such heart. I wish I'd come 40 years ago.
I get out of the bedroom and go meet them, guys.
They're not in the bedroom.
They could be now. What time is it in India?
They're going on walking tours.
India time.
Are you smirking?
Oh, it's 3:30.
In the day.
That is very weird.
It's a 3:30 in the day.
It's plus 5 hours and 30 minutes.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah. I always thought the time didn't add minutes on.
Apparently, it's a great experience. From what I'm hearing, they're having a great time. Snickering over there?
I waited for them. I hope they continue to have
these
sexy
weekends.
No, they
said they want to have... What? It's not a sexy weekend.
I'm sorry, you showed me a picture.
It's a sexy week because they've gone away for 7 days.
Sexy fortnight. You showed me a picture of them wearing traditional Indian robes and they look sexy.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. That's a compliment to your parents. They look great for their age.
My parents are sexy.
They are.
They're fine.
They exude.
They might come back and you might have a little brother or sister.
Fingers crossed.
What are you talking about? They're not in the hotel room.
Huh? It doesn't matter. They're going on these walking tours to very secret places.
Stop the music. What would you be like if I said to you, I'm having a little brother?
I'd be like, I knew it.
Oh, if I said I'm 28 years of age and I'm going to have a little brother.
And they're going to call him India.
India.
Or her India.
Yeah.
It's a nice name.
Or New Delhi.
Why? Why are you enjoying this?
Well, you know, Brooklyn Beckham was conceived in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So where are they?
How do you know that?
Because Victoria told me when she wasn't touring with the Spice Girls. Where are they in India? Mumbai?
They're travelling all over the place.
Mumbai O'Reilly.
That's got a good ring to it.
Mum in Mumbai.
Mumbai.
Mumbai
Boy
O'Reilly.
Or girl?
Could be either.
Yeah. Broccoli.
What?
What?
Broccoli.
Yeah. Broccoli O'Reilly.
Guys, I'm not going to be here anymore. Have a great life.
Thanks. You're off to
see you on the other side.
Poland tomorrow.
You could come back with Raslav O'Reilly. Little baby Raslav.
It's Vratvav.
It's not either. It's
Vratvav.
It's Rocklaw.
It's not Rocklaw.
It's spelt Roclaw. Rocklaw. Yes. Rocklaw.
Show a bit of culture, would you? It's pronounced Vratvav.
Who are you most?
What's it pronounced?
I feel like I have a chest infection.
What's it pronounced?
My chest is becoming very tight.
What's it pronounced?
Vratvav.
Who are you looking forward to speaking to the most on the trip?
Myself.
Peter, Andy, or Podge?
I've never met Podge. Everyone keeps telling me Podge is such a lovely guy.
You're probably going to get on really well with Podge.
Such high expectations really of this man.
I'd like to know what people are telling Podge about you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's crazy. He's wild.
He's the most boring man you'll ever meet.
I'm not boring. I'm going on a trip to Poland.
You want
How
to stay
How is that boring?
You're afraid of drinking. You're afraid of going to a concert. You're afraid of flying. You're afraid of guns.
Yeah, you're afraid of eating fish.
Yes. And I was right because my friend got salmonella.
You're a boring person.
I am. And I admit it.
I'm not boring.
Okay, fine.
Because I'm doing something with my life here.
Yes.
Going to Poland. A lot of people wouldn't do this. You wouldn't do it.
Nope.
He asked the boss how to use Revolut yesterday.
So boring.
It was actually very interesting.
Good.
I was sorting out my different currencies.
Sounds boring to me.
Why isn't Poland in the EU?
What?
Why isn't Poland using the euro?
Don't know.
Oh, Mr. Go and ask political them. Vegan over here.
Go and ask him while you're over there.
What?
Go and ask him.
Ask who?
Are Poland in the EU?
I think Poland are in the EU, but they don't. Yeah. They haven't adopted the euro. It's
don't
like the
they
UK.
In the euros, don't they?
Yes, that
it's got
matter.
Nothing to do. With
oh,
it.
Look so at does, him laugh over there.
So does England. England are in the EU. Not
so
for
does
much longer.
Switzerland. Norway.
Norway, they use euro.
They don't. They're not in the EU because they want control of their fishing rights.
Where did you get that nugget of information? It's the true. Same paper that Brooklyn got his name from.
Yes, the Daily Mail. On the show, we talk about... What the hell do we talk about? Oh, we talk about our time in the flight simulator. We also talk about gender reveal parties, useless stuff. Gee, how rude. How very rude.
What are you talking? How rude. Speaking about my parents in such an ugly manner.
And downtown. Well, I tell you, one person who isn't ugly is your mom, huh?
Welcome. Fully charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
7 a.m.
This is
103. Let's go.
Good morning. It is 7:03, and you are tuned in to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man, he is Nathan O'Reilly.
Hello there. It is my Friday. It's also my last day on Earth.
It's your death day. Yeah. Nathan is going to Poland later on today with a group of people he doesn't know that well, and they're going shooting guns and going to a metal concert.
So let's make sure my last show goes well, shall we? I came across a Twitter thread that I would like to begin the show with. It's called Useless Stuff Worth Knowing. I have five, and I really feel it won't benefit your life whatsoever, but it should be enjoyable.
But maybe in your last 24 hours, it's good to jam a little bit more knowledge into that noggin, eh?
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Hello, how are you getting on? Do you have Twitter? Are you aware of Twitter threads? It happens from time to time. A user called Ariel Dumas tweeted, "Please share a fact you are excited to know." And many people did. And I have a few facts in front of me that's going to change your life. Do you like the music, Graham?
It's okay. It's kind of thought-provoking. It allows me to relax and take in this information.
What are you looking to get from these facts?
Something that I didn't know before today.
Do you think you know a lot in life?
I still think there's a lot to learn.
Here we go. The pupil of the eye comes from a Latin term meaning little doll, because the reflection we see when we look into someone else's eyes looks like a tiny image of ourselves.
Oh, can I give you one?
Yeah.
You know the TV show Black Mirror?
Mm-hmm.
That is called Black Mirror because it's all about technology. And when you look into your laptop or your phone, when it's locked, it's a black mirror of yourself.
Oh, thank you very much, Greg.
I'm adding them in there now.
Horses can't throw up.
I wish I was a horse after a Saturday night.
When's the last time you got sick?
Not for a while now, thank God.
Can you do a reenaction of what it sounds like?
Just imagine what a squealing pig sounds like and you've got the idea.
Just imagine someone doesn't know what a squealing pig sounds like. Thank you for that. There is something called Paris syndrome, which is the extreme shock when Paris is not as good as you thought it would be.
Is Paris very dirty?
I've never been to Paris.
Either way, Pierce Gallon been to Paris?
No.
Has anyone been to Paris here?
No. Gay Paris is what they say.
Fat babies aren't fat. They just have a higher body water percentage. Babies are 78% water. Adults are 55 to 60% water.
That's what Nathan says about his belly as well after it's a big, big plate of pasta.
I hope I'm San Pellegrino.
Only the best glass bottles for Nathan when he drinks his water.
The last fact I'm going to give you. Now, Graham, you barely watch films, but are you aware of the director M. Night Shyamalan? He wrote The Sixth Sense. He wrote Split. I know you saw that film before.
Yes, I did. The guy with the different personalities.
Quite a scary film.
Yeah.
He also wrote this film.
You look somewhat like a mouse.
Yeah, well, I am somewhat like a mouse.
I have to go.
Ratatouille?
No! Stuart Little!
Oh, right.
M. Night Shyamalan wrote Stuart Little. Did you know that? Do you remember the boy called George that looked around 60 years of age?
I enjoyed their house there in the middle of the city, and they had this little kind of cottage right in the middle of the city.
It's quite a flawed film when you think about it. The parents cared more about a mouse than their son.
And the mouse could talk as well. That was another flaw. That would be the first flaw, I would have said.
Well, have you ever hung around a mouse at nighttime?
No, I haven't. Nathan, thank you very much for those useless facts. I hope they've improved somebody's day this morning. But on the way, Nathan, are you aware of gender reveal videos?
Yes, I am.
Well, we may have reached peak gender reveal video, and I'll tell you why in just over 5 minutes' time.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nathan, you're aware of gender reveal videos that become very, very big, especially this year.
I'm only aware of it because I watched the brand new series of Geordie Shore OGs, and Marnie Simpson did a gender reveal party, and it was incredibly boring.
And what's she having?
A boy.
Oh, congratulations.
She's had the boy.
Oh, she's had the boy,
yeah.
Great. If you don't know what it is, essentially a couple who are having a baby gather all the family and close friends around, usually in a very swanky kitchen. They record it. They pop a balloon, and if blue confetti comes out, it's a boy, and if pink confetti comes out, it's a girl. And everyone claps and is excited, like, that's the gender they always wanted. And they put up on social media and they get loads of likes. It's great.
Can't wait for your party.
Oh, there will be no party. But they're getting a little bit extreme, because recently in Texas, a plane that was carrying 350 gallons of pink water, they were going to drop it over a lake to reveal that couple were having a baby girl, ended up crashing.
Oh, no.
And in another one, someone ended up dying at the party because of flying debris. But this leads us on to a professional prankster, she calls herself, called Paige Jin. And she wanted to do the gender reveal of her child a little bit different. So what she decided to do is, She decided to lie on the ground. She put powder between her butt cheeks, and for want of a better word, she farted to reveal the blue powder come up from her bum and that she was having a baby boy. Don't believe me? Here's the audio. And as you can hear in the background, her friends are delighted that she's having
a boy.
Can I hear it again?
Okay, once more. And I think at that, Paige has stopped the gender reveal videos, because no one can top that, as is discussed.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Just keeps coming.
What?
It just keeps coming. Graham, you are a vegan.
I'm not.
You become a vegan.
Every day this week you got to stop
because
this.
Because you want to make money. You want to be a vegan influencer and plague everyone with your Instagram videos going, hey, I ate corn last night.
I had chicken and chorizo burgers last night. So I wasn't a vegan yesterday. I was a very bold vegan, if I am a vegan.
Don't
believe
that for a second.
Which I'm not.
Simon Cowell, friend of the show, says that he has become a better dad because of his vegan diet.
Well,
always looking to become a better dad.
Don't have any kids, so I'm fine. I don't need to become a better dad.
You want to be a better dad?
In the future, yes, but not now.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going
to stick to being a vegan?
I'm going to stick to trying to eat healthily. Monday to Friday, then I'll have batter sausage this weekend, lads. Don't forget, Graham's back.
What's
Graham's back. I'll have a batter sausage.
What's for dinner tonight?
Chicken and chorizo burger.
Again.
I have the same dinner twice because everything comes in packs of two.
What a boring man.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Imagine if this is the very first time you've listened to it. It's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand. They're dressed in cheap leather. And they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide which one is better. Graham, do you want to begin?
I'll begin this morning, and I'm beginning with the John Lewis Christmas ad.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
I've actually prepared two different stories for this because yesterday they dropped little teasers saying it was going to be released today, so I'd all planned to tell you what to expect, but then this morning it actually dropped online. So the full ad is out. It's over 2 minutes long. It's only online for now. It's going to be on television over the weekend.
Was it what you expected?
Do you know, it's nice. It's nice, but there's a few flaws in there. Right, listen. So before you had Monty the Penguin, you had the man on the moon, you had a dog and a trampoline. Now we have excitable Edgar the Dragon, who goes round a historic Victorian town at Christmas, similar vibes to A Christmas Carol.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. Now, the problem with Edgar is he's a lovely little dragon, but he gets too excited all the time. He breathes fire from his mouth and his nose, and he melts the ice rink, so all the kids get upset.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
They put up the Christmas tree in the town, but he gets excited again and the fire comes out of his mouth and he sets fire to the Christmas tree and the wreaths.
He doesn't mean to do this. He's just a dragon.
So then he goes into hiding and then he comes out right at the end and he walks into this big banquet where people are having a Christmas dinner and everyone hides thinking he's going to set fire to the place. But then he lights the Christmas pudding on fire and everyone applauds. But I'm thinking, do you know, would you accept him back into the town for everything he's done so far?
Well, did he kill anyone?
He didn't kill anyone, but he did set the Christmas tree on fire, which is very dangerous. And all he's doing is giving one little pudding. Now, it's a lovely, lovely ad. But I was like, I'm like, Edgar, you need to do a little bit more for us here. Maybe fly over the town and protect us from invaders.
Or maybe keep you warm. You know, if your hands are a little bit frostbit from the cold weather, I wouldn't mind Edgar beside me. I wouldn't be happy with the Christmas pudding.
No,
I don't like the taste of it. When I see my dad bringing it over, I go, you can bring that back.
And of course, it's all about the music on the ad. And we're going back. It's an 80s power ballad from REO Speedwagon. The song is Can't Fight This Feeling.
Who sings it?
Bastille. Oh. And I can't fight this feeling anymore. Sounded disappointed.
Bit of a letdown for me. I don't mind his voice.
I like his voice.
But, and a big but, he's a forgettable character, the lead singer of Bastille. Does anyone know his name?
Dan.
Yeah, what's his surname?
From Bastille.
Fair. Thank you very much for that, Graham. I really felt you painted a picture and the listener doesn't have to see the ad.
Excitable Edgar.
Do you remember when I told you on Monday Kirk from Coronation Street was heading into the jungle in I'm a Celeb?
Yeah.
Then I told you yesterday he wasn't because he was spotted in a garden centre. He wasn't at Brisbane Airport. Well, I can tell you that Kirk from Coronation Street is in fact heading into the jungle. Yes! He's just going to go in as a late contestant. Do you remember last series Noel Edmonds did?
Yes.
They paid him nearly 600 grand to really boost up the ratings and he was voted out of the jungle after 7 days or so. It was a complete flop.
So Noel Edmonds got paid 100 grand more than Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Wow, deal or no deal, that's a good deal for me.
Kirk, though, a lot of people are going to be happy seeing him in the jungle. And if you will humour me, can I please play you a scene from Coronation Street?
Oh no, again.
Where Aggie helps Kirk with his bum rash.
So you say it's red and raised?
From what I can see, but I can't see much. Only if I look around at a mirror really quickly. Please, I'm desperate.
Okay, well let's take a look then.
Oh, jeez.
What? What are you doing?
One quick snip and you're done.
Well, hey, she's cured me. It was my label rubbing. Already feels better. Your missus is a miracle worker.
We've got that to look forward to in the jungle, Nathan. You can't be giving me three Kirk stories.
You said you were backing Nadine Coyle. I'm backing Kirk.
I'm taking the win this morning, though. Much better story.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I'm very excited to play this game because I won't be here tomorrow. So I really want to soak in the gotta get it wrong energy.
That's where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you gotta do is get the questions wrong. Reese is on top with 15, but Sarah is taking them on. Sarah, you're on your way to work. What do you do?
I'm a PE, an Irish teacher.
Oh! Cut us a thought through.
Come on, I was too faint.
I thought me Anawa.
Anawa.
It's even Lum Kosh.
And you do PE through Irish?
No, it's not a Gaelic school, it's an English-speaking school.
Okay, and what's your favourite sport to play with the kids?
Olympic handball is good crack.
Has
Olympic
anyone ever gotten injured before?
Not in my class, no. Nothing.
I remember one time...
Here and there.
Yeah, I remember one time in PE, someone got hit in the head with a hockey ball.
Oh, sore.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. It is where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you've got to do is get the questions wrong. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Reese is on top. He came on yesterday and got 15. So if you get 16 or more, you will go into Friday in pole position. 1 minute. Here okay. we go.
What rhymes with mole?
Dog.
Sing a Soleil song.
Happy birthday to you.
Sing a song that you sing on someone's birthday.
Nola Conadis.
What did St. Patrick banish?
Cat.
Name an actor in the Harry Potter movies.
Will Ferrell.
Who wrote Harry Potter?
Roald Dahl.
What is Gordon Ramsay's job?
A train conductor.
What is Jamie Oliver's job?
A teacher.
Name a celebrity on this year's Strictly Come Dancing.
Caitlyn Jenner.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey. Tomatoes.
What nationality was the boy band Hometown?
French.
What band was Harry Styles in?
Guns N' Roses.
Do your best Pat Butcher impression.
Same where I thought to.
What TV show was Peggy Mitchell in?
Friends.
What noise does a duck make?
Woof woof.
Who is the American president?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, righty-o.
Kajima, Tatu.
Cara, Adol. Boo! Sarah, how did you find that?
Not too bad.
You're very confident. You're very composed. Warm, bright, funny. You reminded me of someone. You reminded me of a very, very young Charlotte Crosby. Friend of the show.
But I'm once. I don't think she knew where she was. Charlotte Crosby off of Geordie Shore or just to two of us?
I would say Geordie Shore. Are you a fan of Charlotte?
She's grand, yeah. I used to watch it. Ask anyone, really.
Yeah, we've all kind of moved on, and like Nathan likes to watch the OG versions of it still. Still clinging on to his youth.
Sarah, she's a friend of the show. She probably is listening right now. Do you have a message for her?
She's not.
Stop getting your lips done.
Sarah, you got 16. Come on.
Oh, Sarah. I like that. You go top of the leaderboard going into Friday. And if nobody gets 17 or more tomorrow, you will win that €100. Sarah, great game this morning. Have a good day in school. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Swan last.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
So last week on the show, Graham and I, we were discussing how we have a fear of flying. I've always hated it. But Graham, you've recently gotten this fear.
Yeah, it's kind of come out of nowhere, and I was on holidays a few weeks ago and I realised, oh God, this plane is going to fall out of the sky. That's why it's a bit of this.
Come fly with me.
Go on, sing it, Frank. Sing it well, sing it true.
And we were trying to get people to help us get over our fear of flying. People come in with their stories. It kind of made it a little bit worse. But then we were contacted by the National Flight Centre in Leixlip and they said, guys, come out to our flight simulator. You'll have a pilot. He'll help you learn how to fly. You can ask him as many questions as you want, and hopefully by the end of the day, you'll be over your fear.
So we drove out there, a little bit nervous. The sun was in the sky, but it was very blowy outside, so the conditions weren't completely perfect.
Windy, is the term you're looking for?
Yes, that was the word. Thank you very much, Graham, for drawing attention to it.
So we went in there. We met with a pilot. His name was Porik, and he was teaching us how to use the flight simulator, and we were in there learning. We were kind of going, let's do a competition. You teach me and Nathan, and we'll do a takeoff and landing, and who'll be the better. And hopefully at the end of it, we will get over our fear of flying.
So it's an actual plane. Like, the cockpit is exactly what it looks like in a real plane.
And then in front of you, you have a curved screen. So when you're bringing the plane up, you're taking off, the screen kind of moves and you can see the sky. And then you're looking over Dublin, you take a left turn, the plane goes on its side, and you're looking down at the Poolbeg Towers. It's wonderful.
It's really realistic.
So we're going to take how I got on first. We have the audio. Porik is sitting beside me, and this is my takeoff.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard this 737 800 series to London. I'm with my co-presenter, Nomak, my co-pilot, Porik, this morning. He's asked you not to use the toilets as he had a vindoo last night, and it's a little bit disgusting in there. Okay, so we're going to take off now and we're going to put the throttle forward. Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, what's that noise?
Ignore.
We'll ignore that. I don't know if that's doing my fear any good to ignore all these noises. We're at 140, so it's time to lift her up. So pulling back the throttle thing. And you got to get up to 15 degrees.
Remember, we have our positive climb, our gear comes up.
The gear comes up, yeah. So I got to keep it at 15 degrees going up.
Now there is a textbook takeoff right there.
Wait a second, did you say textbook takeoff?
I did.
Hoo-hoo-hoo! As you can tell, there's a lot of technical terms there when I said the throttle thingy.
Well, I was impressed by that.
Porik was impressed. He says, textbook takeoff, but could my landing be just as good? Le flaps transit. Is that French?
Ellie, leading edge.
All right. Right, let's do this. Land this. This 737. Okay, so we got to keep the... What's that noise, Porik?
Just ignore it.
Okay. So we got to keep the runway in the middle of the screen. Okay, we're coming down onto the runway now.
Slowly.
Going very quickly, Porik.
Slowly start pulling back.
Pull back, okay. That's bit to the left.
That's it, that's enough. And hold that.
40, 30, 20, 10.
Boom! Absolutely, spot on.
Yes. And we didn't crash.
And we didn't crash.
Another Ryanair flight on time, eh? Again, I don't like the way they're telling us to ignore all these warning signs.
You kept saying that. Ignore it. That did heighten our fear.
And then at the end, Porik marched me out of 10.
Liam's performance was actually very good. He paid attention, he listened to, and he'd done a nice departure, nice landing. Nothing out of the ordinary, pilot material.
So out of 10, what would you say I would get?
I'd be giving you a strong, maybe 7.5, 8.
I'll give you 7.5, 8. So 7.5, 8 wasn't too bad for the first person going.
I wasn't happy with 8. I wanted to get the full on 10.
So on the way in just over 5, we'll play the audio back as to how Nathan got on. And I think you can have an idea how he got on. Good morning.
Come fly with me.
Yes, if you've just joined us, Graham and I, we were out at the National Flight Centre in Leixlip because last week, we spoke about how we both have a fear of flying.
And the good folk there, they invited us out to go on their simulator of a 737-800 series. Even got to go in a helicopter, and I thought it was just for pilots training out there, but you can actually go out there and get gift cards and stuff like that, which I was very surprised with. So
that'd
if you do know
brilliant.
Anybody who enjoys flying or has a fear of flying, actually, because that's what we're out there, you can go out there and check it out. But the idea of the day was to get over our fear of flying, but it turned into a competition. We were with our co-pilot, Porik. He was flying beside us, and we had to do a takeoff and landing. I did mine. He said mine was textbook and gave me an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, he was impressed by that, and I actually was observing in the background of how you were getting on. And I was thinking, look, 8 out of 10, it's a good score, but I want to bring it. I want 10 out of 10. I'm a fighter. I perform on the big occasions. This is how I got on in my takeoff.
Hello there, this is your pilot speaking. I will be retiring at the end of this flight as I don't like flying and I'm scared of death.
The only thing you're doing is you're turning on and off lights. Or you might want to press a different button.
Right? I've said all I have to say. Right, I'll let you do the feet, Porik, now while I look after the heavy lifting here. All right, I'm pressing the old handle here, the joystick. We're going up, Betsy. So here we go. It's a very smooth flight. I think the heating, it's a little bit hot at the moment. Can you also tell the air hostess I will have a flat white, please, with a cinnamon, a little cinnamon and maybe a biscuit on the side.
So we missed our exit there, so we turn to the left.
We're going to turn left here.
Bank angle, bank angle.
I feel that person's on the weakest link, Shailene Bank.
Bank angle.
I was very happy with my takeoff. It was very smooth. As you can hear, we're all very relaxed in the cockpit.
Yeah, you were more enjoying the experience and the aura of getting free fruit and coffee sent into you. But just to give you a kind of an idea what it's like, we're in an actual cockpit and there's a curved screen in front of us with Dublin City. And as we're flying, we lose Dublin City and then we straighten out the plane. Oh, there's Dublin City again.
It's very realistic. It's like an optical illusion. You think the plane is moving, but in fact, it's just the screen. Now, this was the big one. This is how I got on when I landed the plane.
I hope you don't mind. I have an appointment in Vincent's private, so I might put my foot on it if that's okay. Right. Have you been looking after the pedals on the feet whatsoever?
I have.
I'm going to lift this throttle back up as I feel we're going a bit too fast.
That's the taxi.
We're going to turn left
there. There's another few planes are about to crash.
Press the flaps, pouring. The flaps! We're okay! We seem to be driving in the south of France here. We're now driving through what seems to be an evergreen forest with some lovely sycamore trees and isolated houses.
Delighted.
So the plane didn't actually land on the runway.
But it landed in a much nicer place. The woods.
It was very scenic. But I do believe if you landed like that in real life, it would have crashed terribly.
I don't think you'd be so disappointed landing in a lovely orchard with squirrels and birds.
Let's find out Nathan's score from Porrick.
How would you mark his performance?
It dismal, really. You know, it's kind of the best thing to use there. You know, the lack of just not flying the aircraft and turning it upside down and... Atrocious, I suppose, is another good word to use there. Bounced up and down, missed the runway, crashed into people's houses, trees, fire, chaos.
It's an overall a good experience then.
Yeah, overall it's good. You know, kind of an everyday. So rating-wise, I'd probably be looking at somewhere around a 2, maybe, you know.
A 2?
I'll take a 2. Thank you very much, Porrick. Porrick didn't see my potential, and I think he was nervous that I was coming for his job.
So I ended up winning the flight simulator, give the last word to Porrick again. What was Nathan like?
Bounced up and down, missed the runway, crashed into people's houses, trees, fire, chaos.
A standard landing.
We found out who was the better pilot because we got to actually go into a simulator.
Yeah, imagine you're in a cockpit, all the buttons, all the switches, and a big pedal, throttle, joystick. We weren't that good at the lingo.
Yeah, there's so much airplane jargon going on.
In front of us, I was scored by a co-pilot, Porrick, 8 out of 10. Nathan got 2 out of 10 because he crash-landed.
Yeah.
But we also got to interview Amy, who was a trainee pilot, and we asked her a few questions to try and get over our fear of flying.
So we're with Amy here, the student pilot. Amy, we're here because the both of us have a fear. Nathan has a really big fear, and mine has come along rather recently. My big one is, do you know when the plane is taken off in the sky and you hear it goes, and then it kind of goes, can you explain what that is to me?
I can give you a quick idea. So basically you need full power for takeoff, but as you increase in your altitude, you don't need all that power. So they just literally pull the throttles back just a little bit to get rid of, you don't need all the power, so it's completely normal. And as you go up, you'll do less and less power until you get to a cruise power.
So you can guarantee me that the plane isn't going to fall out of the sky the next time here, the power kind of drop a little bit?
I can guarantee that, yes.
100%.
99.999%.
I don't know, I'm very worried about that 0.01%.
No, well, I'll say 100% to me if anything happens.
Amy, films such as Snakes on a Plane, Con Air, Sully, they haven't helped my fear whatsoever with flying. Have you ever witnessed a snake on a plane?
Some passengers, yes, definitely. They're snakes. But no, not real animal snakes, no. Thank God.
My problem with the cockpit is there's so many buttons and levers. Would you know what every button is?
Well, I'm learning, so this aircraft, no, but in my own aircraft I'm flying now, yes. They're all for different systems, for lights, so yeah, you do need to know what they all are.
Amy, I'm going to jump in here with a question. There seems to be an awful lot more turbulence recently. Is that true, or is it all in my head?
Absolutely all in your head.
I knew it. And has a plane ever fallen? It's the falling out of the sky that's really getting me due to turbulence.
No, it shouldn't really. It's just literally if you think of air as water, it's a fluid. And if you're in a boat, you have the waves and the aircraft is just going to go over the waves. But it's not going to fall, your boat's not going to sink, it's just going to go over the waves. It's no harm.
The Titanic sunk.
Yeah, just don't think about that.
Amy, I was once at a house party and the person told me that the two pilots in the cockpit, they each eat separate meals. They can't eat the same meal in case they have food poisoning and they both have to use the toilet. Is that true?
Yes, very true. So there'd probably be a choice of three meals. One will have one will have the other.
Final question.
Has anyone ever won on those scratch cards from that certain airline?
I've no idea. I've never worked for them. I have been crew for a different airline. But apparently,
no. Oh, we have the scoop. Amy, thank you very much.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
I was listening to their brand new song with Coolio. It's called Escape Wagon. The Versatile Boys, they've done it again. Released an absolute banger. They're going to be performing at the Three Arena at the end of this month. So many people want these tickets.
My favourite part of that song is where Coolio just keeps on shouting out how Ringsend is the Compton of Europe. That's my favourite part.
They're rapping outside the Aviva.
So if you want these tickets, all you got to do is play our game.
You must be joking.
Just tell us a joke. If you impress us, we will send you to see Versatile at the end of the Monk. A Monk. We'll send you to
we
see
will
Versatile
send you a Monk.
And a Monk. Most certainly no Monks at that gig. Versatile. So 087-711-1038 is the number. Text, WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice us in a joke and we could be sending you to Versatile.
You must be joking.
Nathan, give us a few there that didn't quite hit the mark this morning.
Patrick, I got rid of my vacuum last week. It was gathering too much dust.
Took me a second.
Nicole says, why did the scarecrow win an award?
Because he, I don't know.
Because he was outstanding in his field.
You must be joking.
And Killian says, did you hear about the thief who stole a calendar?
He got 12 months.
He got 12
yes.
months.
Gavin on the line though, how are you, Gav?
I'm good, how are you?
Gavin, my boy, you want to see Versatile, yes?
Absolutely, yeah.
All you have to do is make us laugh in our game.
You must be joking!
Very simple, Gavin, you have a joke for us?
I do.
Go for it.
Why can't a nose be 12 inches?
Why can't a nose be 12 inches?
Because then it'll be a foot.
Do you know what? I like that. What, Nathan, what, do you, no, do you get the joke? Do you get the joke?
Do you say foot?
Would you get the joke?
No.
Oh, no. Because a foot is 12 inches.
Oh.
The measurement of, like, a foot meter, a foot a yard.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I was just trying to fit in, guys.
Do you know what, Gavin? It's a good joke. Congratulations. It's an intelligent joke.
It's a clever one.
It's only for us intelligent people here. Gavin, we're going to send you to Versatile. Who are you going to bring?
I'll bring one of the lads.
One of the lads.
Lovely. Do you want to give them a shout out?
They don't deserve it.
They don't deserve it. And you know what? You're damn right. Gavin, thank you very much for coming on this morning and enjoy the gig. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you, Gabby.
And we got more tickets to give away tomorrow morning on the show. Our last pair of tickets, actually. Make sure you're tuned in just after 9 to win.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Downtown, Nathan is on the streets. Downtown, he's telling a bunch of lies. Downtown, Nathan is going downtown.
Morning.
Downtown.
Downtown, part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Starts this Sunday on Virgin Media 1, 9 o'clock. I decided to tell lies about it. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Kicks off on Sunday. Are we going to be watching it in your living room with a nice pot of tea?
No. Not a fan.
Apparently, in this series, one of the Bush Tucker trials is to listen to Graham O'Toole. Do you think that's going to make some of the contestants physically sick?
Probably. Who's Graham O'Toole?
He is considered quite an average broadcaster.
All right. No, I don't know him at all.
If he's listening to this, why do you think you haven't heard of him?
Because I don't listen to Spin, maybe.
Oh. Why don't you?
Because I prefer one of your sister stations.
Oh, what's that? If Graham O'Toole left Spin, would you be more inclined to listen?
No.
Why aren't you a fan, sir?
I kind of watched it enough, like, a few years back, and it's getting repetitive.
Ant and Dec, though, they will be back this series. Is that going to add a bit of va-va-voom, if you will?
They're kind of getting repetitive as well, to be honest.
Ian Wright, former Arsenal footballer, was caught making out with a toad the other day.
You played for Arsenal, so I'm not surprised.
Oh, no, he didn't. Are you an Arsenal fan?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks very much, guys. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Are we going to be watching it this Sunday?
Yeah.
Probably.
And are both of you going out with each other?
No.
No.
I sense a bit of chemistry there, no?
Not at all.
Okay, you should be so lucky. One of the Bush Tucker trials is eating a bounty. Do you think you could handle it?
No, definitely not. They rank.
Bounty all day.
You're a fan of bounties?
I am indeed. I love a bounty.
See, this wouldn't work, would it? Like, even if you had feelings, it wouldn't work.
It definitely wouldn't work. No, never would work.
It'd be a deal breaker because you would want the bounty and you wouldn't.
Well, maybe it would work better that way because she wouldn't eat them and I would.
You're saying there's a chance. What do you think?
Not hope. Never.
Are you excited for it?
I don't really watch TV, especially that kind.
What sort of TV do you watch?
I just try and get educated on certain topics online, like, I suppose, current affairs. It seems far more interesting to look at that kind of geopolitical environment than, I suppose, some celebrities and whatever environment they're encapsulating.
They've gotten a late addition into the jungle. I don't know if you remember on the news in 2010, there was a man that slipped on the icy pavements. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the video, but I have no other knowledge about him or the situation.
He has been drafted into the jungle. Apparently, they're paying him 500 grand. Do you think he's going to bring a wide audience?
I think it's going to be interesting because they're going to identify him or be able to recognize him. Oh, yeah, that guy, but nothing more.
He's fallen over 8 times as I speak.
I'm unaware.
Yeah, he slipped in the jungle.
What do you mean by he slipped in? As in, he entered the jungle now? Like, okay, fine. All right, no comment.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
5 days a week, he does it.
Time to choose the nudes.
Have I ever told you how much I love you?
Me or this?
Sorry?
Okay, so what?
What did you say there?
Nothing.
Choose the news. You've 3 bits of news, and I choose one of them to hear the full story from. Can you just be careful when you're rustling through your sheets of paper? I don't know if that sounds great.
It shows how busy the studio is.
I care about the output of this show. That doesn't sound too good. Be a bit more professional.
I have a whole one sheet. One sheet does plenty. Headline number one, Curtis Pritchardly. Headline number two, pin the tail on the puppy. Or headline number three, the real Saturday night takeaway.
I'm a little bit peckish right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I wouldn't mind a chicken korma with a plain nad man and a plain nana.
Nana. Oh, nana. What's my name?
I'll go for the takeaway, please.
This has got to do with an English woman who quit her job as an admin worker to set up her own YouTube channel. She's called Sharnation, and in the YouTube channel, all she does is eat takeaway food.
Brilliant.
She sits there and she eats it. Now, this sounds like she's quit her job and she's monetizing and making so much money. No, she actually got a new job as a part-time warehouse worker. Just gives her more time to concentrate on eating food. But I was thinking, you have to eat food anyway. For dinner, why didn't you just keep the admin job? Because she only has 4 videos up on her YouTube channel.
What are they like?
The most recent one got 40,000 views. This is her reviewing takeaway pizza.
Oh, so juicy. And you know what? The bread is nice and soft. Mm-hmm. And the barbecue sauce has been cooked underneath.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell, I hate when you get a barbecue pizza and they just squirt barbecue sauce on top.
Yeah.
It just ruins the whole thing.
You need to just put it underneath.
No, I like it when people do under then they square on top as well.
Wow, riveting.
Who's the other voice? Is that her friend?
It's her friend. She generally eats 5,500 calories per sitting, but she says her ultimate aim is to have a 10,000 calorie sitting. She says, I've just got to show how confident I am. I might get something stuck in my tooth around my mouth, but people love how funny I am. Really wasn't that funny.
I didn't find her that funny.
I found it so boring. If you want to check her out, her name is Sharnation, and I'll just tell you what she's reviewed so far. Chicken shop mukbang, pizza / chicken shop.
She loves chicken.
Caribbean, and a Burger King.
I would actually be interested in the Caribbean one.
Yeah. It's a good job, though. I'd like to have that job. But again, I feel like it was a bad career move. Quitting the day job when she does be eating anyway. She could do that. Like, the video's only 13 minutes long. And she's
not doing it for the fame.
She does 2 a week. What does she do with the rest of her time?
What are the comments like underneath?
You keep going. It's not that many comments underneath. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks
for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.